So I think the sights today need to be set on Arizona State football. Here's the thing. The Sun Devils have given up 108 points over the last three games. I've been hearing from fans about all the concern over the play call. I didn't like the play call at the end of the Oregon game. I had no problem with Herm Edwards going for two. None whatsoever. This defense, though, has turned into a sieve, and I'm hearing very little criticism about what the defense has not been able to do. You give up over 100 points in three games, and nobody's jumping up and down and screaming. Let me fill you in a little bit further. The only team with a winning record that ASU has beaten this year is Sacramento State. Okay? I'm not sitting here today saying it's time for a coaching change or any of that nonsense. But I'm thinking that if you're going to get upset about a play call with Eno Benjamin, which was a poor play call, you've got to hold the defense accountable because they've not been good. It doesn't matter. Danny Gonzalez is great to talk about. Antonio Pierce can go recruit. But please stop somebody. Stop anybody. Don't sit there and say it's that side of the football that's the problem on the offensive side, especially when you have a freshman on the offensive line and a freshman at quarterback. And outside of Brandon Ayuk, you're trying to figure out who else can play at wide receiver. This thing is turned off the rails, no question about it. They're not going to beat Oregon this weekend in all likelihood. The Ducks didn't give the Sun Devils very good news. Actually, the College Football Playoff Committee didn't give the Sun Devils very good news on a Tuesday night because Oregon is still sitting there at six. They've got to get over Alabama. They got to get to Georgia, which means they've got to roll up a lot of offense, which means Saturday is not going to be pretty at Sun Devil Stadium, no matter how you try and slice it and dice it. And that goes back front and center on the defense. Now, the other side of the football, if you look at Jaden Daniels and what he's been able to do at quarterback, now look over at Justin Herbert. Jaden Daniels here has two picks, I think. It's two or three. And Justin Herbert at Oregon, who's going to be a first-round pick quarterback in the NFL, who this season has led the Ducks to a terrific season, has 28 touchdowns and only three, count them, three interceptions. So his decision-making this year has been terrific. You're going to see him in play on Saturday night. Outside of Justin Herbert, just Justin Fields at Ohio State and Tua were the only other quarterbacks with as many touchdowns and so few interceptions. So it's terrific stuff to see what they've been able to do. Now, I talk about how ASU's defense has been a sieve. Oregon's defense, they have 17 picks this season. 17! They have a plus 13 turnover margin. This is why they're the number six ranked team in the nation. So when you're sitting in your seat and you're getting really upset, just look at the talent level on that side of the football. This, again, goes back to my rant on how when Todd Graham left this program, he left it pretty bare in terms of talent. The Ducks have stacked it up year after year after year. If there's one thing that's been consistent about Arizona State football, and just recently I've started seeing stories written about how they haven't been to a Rose Bowl since Jake Plummer, and they haven't gone to big games in terms of postseason bowl games in many, 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 many years. And that's about time that narrative caught up. Because if there's one thing that's consistent, it's being inconsistent. It's about every three, 4 years, let's get rid of assistant coaches. They're the problem. Then we'll get rid of the head coach. They're the problem. And what do you know? You end up in this cycle where it's just the same thing over and over and over. And what I find funny is, really funny, is people that are diehard that have been in the program, even people that work inside of ASU, think that I'm being critical of them? No, I'm not. I'm pointing out fact. Now, in college basketball, I said this for the last few weeks, and I believe it to be true, that Dan Marley is in a space where I could see him leaving Grand Canyon University, whether it's on his own accord or a change being made by Brian Mueller, the president over there. They may deny it publicly, but privately, I know for a fact that they have wanted this thing to be a Gonzaga of the West. And last night, I watched them against Montana State, and they struggled against Montana State early. They ended up winning by 13 points. Dan looks like he's tired at times when I watch him coach. I am not there. I am not. I'm only watching them on television. I'm only talking to people around town. There's some concern about how Dan is going to do this year at GCU. And it bears watching because the conference, New Mexico State's down this year. And that's the buzzsaw that they always run into, the team that beats them in Las Vegas. But as we sit here coming up on December, they're trying to figure out everything over at GCU. Hey, have yourself a great Wednesday.